And now, let's begin the story of Susan B. Anthony, Woman on the March.
Well, daughter, we'll be back to the mill and the house in just a few minutes. Was it a good trip? Is thee glad we went?
Oh, Papa, thee knows I am. To be at the yearly meeting of the Society of Friends in Philadelphia, I almost feel like a grown-up.
And I felt like a young man.
He is a young man, Papa.
No, Susan, I'm old. Older now than ever. This trip was my last luxury. When I get home, the house and the mill will soon belong to someone else.
What? I knew that business was slow.
I went.
877-590-KLBJ. That's the name, the call letters of the station this broadcast originates from, right here in Central Texas. You know, I can't just glaze over, though, what I mentioned earlier about actual manuals concerning the control of the family, the breakup of the family, and how to set women up as the masters of men. And empires have done this a lot throughout history. And they tell the women, you tattle on your men, you keep them in line, you're going to be the boss. And that's why in slave gangs here in the U.S., just go read your history, the women would be the leaders of the, that is, the foreman, overseeing the black male slaves. And it would be the women. Just, you know, watch the old black and white movies or watch any racist Tom and Jerry old cartoon. You know, it's the big black nanny running around telling everybody what to do. And, you know, these poor women had been raised like this. They had been taught that it was their job to oppress the black male, that the black male didn't know anything, that the black male was an idiot. And black males, many times, were kept in chains with animals in the barns. And they weren't allowed to learn how to read or write, and they were taught to walk stooped over. But again, for folks picking up black slaves 400, 500, 300, 200 years ago, you have to understand they were all practicing off of what they've been taught by the Arabs, who were big in the slave trade, and what they've been taught by what the Romans and the Byzantines had done with slavery in Western Europe, in Northern Europe, slavery in England. And so this is how they've always operated. So modern feminism, and again, just watch. The worst is Fox. Watch. On every show, the male is an idiot. The male is a moron. Every sitcom, he's a complete idiot. The women are focused. They're smart. They're the bosses. They know everything. And notice now, 60% of your college graduates in this country are women. Men are at a great disadvantage at every level and every point. Now, I'm not saying women aren't just as smart as men. I'm not saying women don't deserve to be empowered and have freedom and do all this stuff. I'm telling you, the women's lib movement in the 60s was hijacked, and Gloria Steinem brags about it. The CIA set up Miss Magazine. And they did that so they could get both people paying taxes, and so they'd get those children, so they could break up those families, and they've now done it. And America is now behind every industrialized country in our scores. We now have more prisoners than any other country in the world. We now have more people in foster care, and it's good for the state, and it's good for these control systems. And it's all towards this Malthusian, social, Darwinistic plan that we have in the future. Okay, let's go to call. Some of the other things coming up, I will detail the fact that Forbes is reporting a 17.4% slump in home sales. This is very serious for the economy. Also, Bush's border fence doesn't actually create a fence. It's more smoke and mirrors. But, again, just believe Rick Perry and Bush. Oh, they're building a fence. And, oh, the toll roads aren't on existing roads. And everything's wonderful. Let's go ahead and just go right down the line. Will in Tennessee, thank you for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex.
Yes, Will.
I'm a first-time caller, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thanks for holding for an hour.
Oh, no problem. If I could, I'd like to give you my testimony of how I found out about you and got into the whole truth movement. A buddy of mine was just driving down the street and decided to stop off at this old military base where they had this tank parked. And at the foot of the tank, on the step, he found a Ziploc bag with a videotape in it, and he swiped it. And when we took it to his house and put it in the VCR, thinking it was going to be a porn or some kind of, shady instructional video, it turned out to be Masters of Terror. And down the rabbit hole I went. And so,
well, we got people in all over the world who are putting free videos out. I mean, I get calls from New Zealand. I get calls from Canada going, Mr. Jones, is it you that put out 1,000 copies on car windows at all the churches? And I'm like, I'm in Austin, Texas. You think I did that in New Zealand or Canada?
Right. Well, I actually really got into it. You know, I liked how you compared everything to history and how it all made sense when you compare it to history. And so I guess my question for you is, what do you think is more effective for change, voting in the system we live in, the two-party system, or actually spreading the truth yourself and spreading these videos and talking to people?
Sure.
Since I've seen that video, Masters of Terror, I've then gone on to see all your videos, and I've made copies and spread them around, told people at work about it. I mean, everybody at work thinks I'm a kook now, but still, at least I'm...
Well, 84% in now two major polls, both came up 84 in the last month, disagree with Congress. They give both parties a bad approval rating. Cheney has a 12%. Hillary has an 18%. Bush has a 30%. But overall, government has about a 16% approval rating. And 84% of Americans, and another sign, that number just keeps coming up, 84%, because it's scientific, that was in a Reed Allen poll we covered, Angus and Reed poll we covered, and that was for the New York Times CBS News. That was last week. Only 16% believe the official 9/11 story now. So, again, there's a lot of people, and I appreciate your call, who even feel the way you do, but in public they'll say they don't because they're so weak-minded. You know what? You should do both. You should vote, but at the same time you should fight for paper ballots. And you should get involved in waking other people. You know, do everything. Don't just do one thing. 35% of the country have these questionable electronic machines, and we've had the engineers from the companies go public and say they were hired to design it for fraud. It might be in one or two national papers, but then it's never heard of again. I mean, you understand Diebold engineers, other engineers, have gone public from major companies saying, I was hired to engage in fraud. Diebold has, what, at last count, 9 felons were working for it, vice presidents running whole elections in California who were computer crimes, you know, convicted. I mean, they have wireless cards in them. You know, right now the feds are freaking out because, Sequoia Systems, now some Venezuelan company bought a controlling interest in it. And you know what? The government should be freaking out over that. But not because the Venezuela just bought in. Sequoia was in trouble before that. That's in the New York Times today. Sequoia was in trouble long before that happened. I mean, what about... the company that the chairman of the company, and he owns a lot of it, was Senator Hagel. When he first got in the Senate a few years back, Senator Hagel was 15 points behind in all the major polls. Okay, maybe one or two polls, you can believe it, but no, all of them. I mean, he was very unpopular. Okay, a Republican had never been elected there in modern history to a senatorial position. Okay, but it turned out he owned the company he was voting on. Okay? See, that's another thing. I mean, you bring up voting. I could talk for 2 hours and not take a single call, and it'd be a hell of a radio show. But at the same time, I want to take your calls. We got a break again, don't we? I need to jam one more caller in here. Quickly, let's go ahead and talk to Anton in Brooklyn. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. My name's Antoine from Brooklyn.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. You've taught me a lot. And in the spirit of questioning our teachers, please respond to the criticism my friends and I have had about your taboos, that you've not gone far enough for truth. And in light of Aaron Russo's work regarding laws and courts, how do you feel about the ideas of Jordan Maxwell, who you've also interviewed, and his ideas of a commercial person versus a sovereign person and the core idea behind citizenship and maritime law, and how that jives with your fear of illegal immigration, for instance?
Well, I mean, how do you say it's a taboo if I've interviewed the person?
No, but I've listened to your show a long time, and, like, when we talk about, like, our rights under the Constitution and the government, the so-called laws that we're supposedly governed under, what kind of the underpinnings seem to be rather tenuous. So where do you draw the line? Like, you know, what are you keeping any gates closed from us, or is there something...
Sir, I've been talking about admiralty law and the commercial courts for years. So I appreciate your call. I mean, I don't... How am I keeping doors shut? Just go type New World Order into a search engine and go crazy. We'll be right back. Infowars.com is the website. More calls, more news straight ahead. I'll tell you about the economy when we get back.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-7311. That's 1-800-403-7311. 1-800-403-7311.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, yes, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Okay, the last caller, I was up against a break. He says, you know, are you hiding something from us? Are you keeping the door shut on us? There's a lot of patriot mythology out there, you know, that you sign some form and mail it into the government and you're magically out of the system. This government is completely and totally criminal. There are trillions missing from the Pentagon. There's hundreds of billions in no-bid contracts. There was a story in the local paper the other day about $20 billion contract, and they said, open your books up, and they said, no, we don't have to. You know, the private country, a company, Cintra, owned by Spain, controlled by King Juan Carlos, grabbing all our roads. They've told the state of Texas, you don't get to see our books and our deal with TxDOT. The state legislature's been told to take a hike. They just don't care what you say. They don't care what sovereignty you declare. Certainly there are admiralty courts. That's exactly what H.R. 6166 does, the Military Commissions Act. It does affect U.S. citizens. It does abolish the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I've made no secret of that. And I've covered, you know, what's happening with all... I mean, take the family courts. They start setting these things up 35 years ago. There's no due process. They trick parents into signing over their children. They trick them into signing forms. Take vaccines. There's no law you got to take vaccines, but every news station in the country, right before school, tells you that it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law. It is a fraud. It is a lie. What they do is they suspend you when you don't take them. Then you get a truancy charge, but then there have been lawsuits over that and not allowed to do that. Again, it's all tricks. It's all sleight of hand. I don't know what to say to you. It's color of law. It's contract fraud. I got a whole bunch of Supreme Court rulings that you've got a right to travel. But they started back in 1918 going, look at these cars. They're tearing up our roads. Make them, if they're hauling materials and they're commercial, get a driver's license and pay a tax. And New Yorkers said, yeah, make them rich truck drivers pay taxes. And so they started a tax on people involved in commerce. If you were driving your Model T down the road and weren't involved in hauling something, you didn't have to pay the tax. Then they started the licensing. Then everybody got it. But there's still court rulings. You don't have to have a license. But you try telling that to a police officer who can't find Iraq on a map, doesn't know what the Fourth or Fifth Amendment is, doesn't even know who their grandparents were. Daddy wasn't there when he was growing up. You know, I mean, the public is stupid. And that's how Rick Perry can get up on television, and yes, I saw it. The caller called in earlier and said, you know, he's mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. He saw Rick Perry said, we're not putting toll roads on existing roads, and the next newscast shows existing roads with toll roads on them. They treat you like idiots, because frankly, a lot of us are idiots. This is complex stuff. Look, I'm going to go to your calls, but let me just tell you about what Forbes is saying. Housing leads to dip in GDP, that's gross domestic product. America's third quarter economic growth rate seemed shockingly low on Friday when the Commerce Department reported a 1.6 expansion in the third quarter, but the data seemed to reflect air coming out of the housing bubble more than a widespread economic slowdown. Boy, that is spin. Analysts had been expecting growth of 2% down from 2.6 in the second quarter with 5.6 for the first 3 months of the year, but the contribution of residential housing plunged 17.4 during the latest period, 17.4%. Now, you want to talk about basic economics, okay? And by the way, I interviewed Nobel Prize winner for economics and the former head economist for the World Bank, Joseph Stiglitz. He was here in town today giving a speech there at the Capitol. I interviewed him Friday. And he said we're going to have a worldwide depression. And he said that the IMF and World Bank have engineered it. He said on the bad side, worldwide total economic implosion. He said on the good side, worldwide serious correction, worldwide recession, depressionary recession. And he said, if there's good management, it'll just be that. If it's bad management, worldwide total implosion. Super hyper global depression. And that interview's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, by the way. An article about it. So this is the type of stuff that I have to deal with every day. And I actually studied this. I mean, I interviewed him for 45 minutes. And I'm not tooting my horn, but I didn't take any calls. What a talk show like this one. And I held my own, and I made my points, and I knew my facts. And I'm not saying I'm even that smart. I am not an expert on UT football, folks, because that doesn't matter for my children's future. I am somewhat of an expert on what's happening globally with the economy. But let me just give you the basics. In the last 6 years of his tenure, in his, what was it, 20-year tenure at the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, Fed chairman of the private Federal Reserve System, Alan Greenspan, doubled the money supply from 1999 to 2006, early 2006. Then Edward Bernanke came in, the new Fed chair, and he said, he's known as Helicopter Bernanke. He's known as that for printing so much money. He said, I'm going to double it in the next 2 years over the last doubling, and then he made the M3 money supply secret. So now the money supply is secret. And, of course, only 2% of the actual digits in the computer banks are actual paper money. And that was as of a year ago. Now it looks like, who knows? The dollar's worth 1 cent what it was in 1913 when the Federal Reserve took over. Okay, and again, a poor immigrant from Mexico knows what it means to have a weak currency. I've talked to yuppies and had them give me that dead-eyed stare and that little smirk giggle because, you know, anything that threatens their little bubble of superiority, they just deny. Let me tell you something. I'm moving my assets around. I'm freaked out. I'm losing sleep. Just like Joseph Stiglitz is, and just like the Financial Times of London editorial staff are. Because in Stiglitz's own words, the elite have so inflated world currencies, they're worried even about keeping their wealth, ladies and gentlemen. Normally the elite run these scams and use consolidations and implosions to be prepositioned to buy things up cheap. Let's say, you know, average person. Let's say you got $500,000 in the bank. You're not going to buy real estate now. You're going to wait till it corrects, and then you're going to buy when it's low. It's just, well, the elite does that too. They're so panicked. The bubble is so big right now. It's so huge right now that all the world's financial experts are scrambling just to protect elite capital's holdings, okay? And why has this happened? Because knowingly, since the private banks took over, and since 1913, and then in the early 70s, they took us off the gold and silver standards. No connection to real metals, no connection, they started inflating. And so it's felt real good for you, hadn't it, as they doubled the money supply. Some of you are probably saying, public school educated, like myself, oh good, more money. When they print more of it, it's worth less. That means those of us that save, those of us that own property, those of us that have tried to invest, that means we've been robbed royally. Let's say you got $100,000 in the bank. It was worth half as much after 6 years of what Greenspan did in his last 6 years of tenure, and now it's going to be worth half that again by a year and 3 months from now. A year and 2 months, excuse me. That is their official admissions. And so you would think the stock market would go up. You're going, well, why would it go up? More dollars chasing the same amount of stocks. And the Dow Jones, by the way, is a fraud. The Dow Jones Industrial 30. How many of you that own stock even know how that thing works? It's real simple. They put the 30 top industrial stocks in there, and they take the losers out. So it's not even a real index to begin with. Then you take a doubling in the money supply and have it chasing those stocks, of course is at 12,000. That means its real number 6,100 right now. Put it in your pipe and smoke it. It's not hard. Okay? You want a depression? People won't be well behaved in America like they were in the 30s. We're in deep trouble. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You're experiencing Alex Jones, live from deep in the heart of Texas. Call Alex toll-free at 877-590-5525. Here's Alex Jones.
Okay, let's do this. Let's run through your calls, and then I want to get more into the economy, and then Rick Perry and the toll roads and Bush with the fence. It's just, I could do a whole show just on Rick Perry, the liar. And Bell's just as bad. I mean, that's all this global mafia does is they buy off both horses. And, oh, better not be for Kinky Friedman. He said something that might have, in a joke 30 years ago. And then you got Strayhorn Rhinelander, whatever her name is this week. And again, as goes Texas, so goes the rest of the country. And the things that are happening here are just a travesty. Let's go ahead and go to your calls here. Let's talk to Scott in upstate New York. Welcome, sir. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. You're my brother in liberty, I'll tell you that. Just real quick.
Hey, I recognize your voice. I saw you at Bilderberg up in Ottawa in Canada when the world elite were meeting.
That is correct. We were there together, and then I saw you out in L.A., and we had dinner together in L.A.
That's right, with Charlie Sheen hanging out.
Exactly.
That was great.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you for having me, by the way. You know, just for Rocco's sake, you know, Rocco, you're on the right track. Just remember, a house divided cannot stand. They got the women out of the house. They made it so the family was broken up. They had less children because of it. Now the women are out of the house. The family's broken up. And now they'll be able to reduce the population.
And we're being overrun by third world populations foaming at the mouth, screaming, death to America.
Yeah.
And then the government says, give your rights up so we'll stop the terrorists, but then leave the borders wide open so the hordes can invade.
Exactly. You know, it makes me so angry. But people have to get it through their minds. They want cameras on every one of the street corners in this country to watch the American people. The cameras belong in the House of Representative offices and in the offices of the senators, so we, the people, can watch our representatives, our servants. They got it completely backwards. And if the American people can put it in their mind, we own the country, the people in Washington work for us, The cameras should be in their offices so we can see what they're doing.
Instead of going coast to coast in the school bathrooms. It isn't enough to train our children to have cameras and microphones on them and police searching them and barbed wire fences and all the rest of this stuff in the brainwashing education camps. But it's bad enough now on top of it they're putting them in bathrooms.
It's incredible. But there's a million things. You know, I was on Drudge Report about a month ago. I was able to get in. I promoted Terror Storm 3 times that night. In about a 5-minute conversation with him, which was good.
Oh, you got on the Drudge Report?
I got on the Drudge, and 3 times with Terror Storm. I mentioned your name. I told him you were a colleague of his out of the KGLB, KJLB, which is
KJFK. Yeah, yeah.
And so he allowed me to talk. He gave me about 5, maybe 7 minutes.
KLB,
it went pretty well.
Almighty.
Another thing is people can go on the internet. They can pick out a city, whether it's Boston or L.A., wherever it is. You don't have to be there. Go find the radio station. Call in at night. Promote Terror Storm. Explain to people what's happening with the borders. Explain to people what's happening. They want the phone calls at night. No one calls these local radio talk show hosts, and they'll be happy to take your call. So you can go on the internet, you can listen to the program, and then you can get in by using their 800 number. And you can promote Terror Storm. You can promote the truth movement in that way. And that's
Well, let me do this, Scott, because people just joined us. Terror Storm is my new film that I put out for free on Google Video. And it cost me about $100,000 to make, but I put it out for free on Google Video. It's had millions of views. We've got a link up on Infowars.com where you can watch my new film for free. When you're done, please send it out to your email list, post it on your MySpace, show it to your coworkers. That's how we're going to win this fight. It's the history of government-sponsored terror. It shows all the admissions where criminal elements of our government admit they stage terror attacks to blame it on foreign enemies. Then we get into 9/11, 7/7, and what's happening in modern day. Such an important film. And by the way, it's going to be in stores nationwide. And Scott, good to hear from you, brother.
Good to hear from you, my friend. God bless you.
Take care. Good to hear from you. It's going to be in stores nationwide starting October 31st. Next Tuesday, it hits stores. I'm talking Barnes & Noble's, an end cap. Not just in the store, an end cap. My distributor's going hog wild. Believes in this film. The same folks put out Outfoxed. A big distributor. It's going to be in all of the Borders books. It's going to be in Virgin Atlantic. It's going to be in thousands of outlets around the country. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great gift to give people. Please go out to the stores and get Terror Storm. And speaking of locally, here in Austin, Texas, for all the KLBJ 590 listeners, on the corner of Sixth and Lamar, there at the Waterloo Records and Video, right next to Waterloo Ice House, nice restaurant next door, eat there all the time. I'm going to be there from 5 to 6:30 coming up this Halloween night, Tuesday night, out there on Sam Haines, Samhain, Devil's Night. We're going to be out there giving the devil a black eye, as Robert Tilton used to say. We're going to be there, and I'm going to be signing Terror Storm, and it's going to be in stores nationwide starting next Tuesday. And I want to see you down there from 5:30 to 6:30. We'll be there. I'll give a speech, take some questions, and sign Terror Storm. That's the corner of 6th and Lamar coming up this Tuesday. Let's try to jam some more calls in. This is an impossible task. The lines have been loaded since before the show started, and I've been trying to cover the news here. It's impossible. Let's go ahead and talk to Nacho in San Antonio. Nacho, welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Doing a radio show. What's on your mind?
I'm a big fan of yours. I've been listening, been a member of Prison Planet for quite a long time now.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask you if you know anything about a Camp Falcon that was supposedly hit by mortar fire on 10 August.
Yeah, I've actually now talked to people who have children who were there fighting, and it was just an ammo dump blowing up. Some disinfo got put out that a nuke went off. But when I saw the video, that's not a nuke. It's an ammo dump.
Yeah, it's an ammo dump. I was hearing that 300 to 500 U.S. Forces were killed there.
Not true. Well, my intel is, for once, the media is, our government's being truthful. A bunch of people got wounded. Nobody died. Because, you know, they stick those ammo dumps usually a few hundred yards away from people, and they did. And people got concussions. They got blasted. Some buildings collapsed. But they sleep underground, so they had to dig some people out.
Well, I appreciate that information. I didn't hear any good scoop on that.
Yeah, it's
but I'm behind you all the way. I don't think this thing's going to end pretty. I think our big problems are DU, the Federal Reserve, and our basically our two-party system.
Why would Israel use DU just a few miles north of their border, knowing it would blow back on their own people?
It doesn't make too much sense.
Why does our government use it?
The United States using DU and its own people, and our people keep on joining the services, and our servicemen keep coming back here and acting like there's no problem.
I don't know, but it's serious. I guess supporting the troops is kind of like Pat Tillman's brother said, just sticking a sticker on your car and waving them goodbye. Let's talk to Brock in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I appreciate Brock calling into the broadcast. Go ahead, Brock.
Yeah, Alex, I've been listening to you for almost 10 years now. And I just watched Aaron Russo's film last night. And anybody who's out there listening right now, I'm here to tell you that this is, and along with Terror Storm, is the absolute best truth films you will ever see.
Well, I wasn't going to plug it, but yes, it just came out this week. I have 3,000 of these little beauties and available at my online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. You can't get it in the stores yet, but we have America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo available. It's awesome.
And as I was watching this, I've been studying this ever since basically I was in the military in the early 90s. But since I got in there, I realized something wasn't right because we were being lied to constantly by officers who have been trained and schooled in how to lie to people. And it goes all the way up to the top, from the top down. But ever since I've gotten born again, I just like to tell people, you know, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, but you are hearing what Alex is saying, go and get yourself a Bible, because it's all in there.
I hear you, and I agree with you, and good to have you on board. 10 years listening. Oh, I should have brought up he was listening on, I guess, WBCR there in Knoxville, great affiliate for about 8 years. Now I guess pick up this show. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break. And there's no way. I mean, I've got 5 news stories to cover and 8 phone calls. We'll try.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you toll-free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
I interviewed a legendary historian and novelist, Gore Vidal, today for the TV show, but I interviewed him earlier this week on my syndicated weekday show. We do syndicated radio, I guess, 6 days a week now, right here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. He said clearly the 9/11's a cover-up, could be an inside job, went over some of the evidence of that. This week also had a chance to interview in the text reports up on PrisonPlanet.com, Robert David Steele, who was a high-level Marine Corps intelligence, and then, of course, with the CIA, high-level, and he's been a big Republican, and he's now done an analysis of 9/11 and is saying there's enough evidence to indict Dick Cheney for involvement in the attacks. But he also talked about how he's worked with and consulted with and knows some of the heads of Google, and he says it's well known that they are in bed with the CIA. Quote, Google was a little hypocritical when they were refusing to honor a Department of Justice request for information because they were heavily in bed with the Central Intelligence Agency, the Office of Research and Development, Steele said. And they're clearly censoring a lot of news stories, a lot of videos. They've been caught doing that with TerrorStorm. So don't let them stop you from getting the info. Go to InfoWars.com and watch it for free. It says watch it for free and pass that link on. The power of you taking action is incredible. And then Aaron Russo, the legendary movie director and, of course, producer, Rockefeller predicted event to trigger war 11 months before 9/11. Hollywood director Russo recalled remarks forecasting of an attack. Here's what I know firsthand. I know that about 11 months to a year before 9/11 even happened, I was talking to my Rockefeller friend, Nicholas Rockefeller, and he said to me, Aaron, there's going to be an event. And he went on to say, he just said there's going to be an event, and out of that event, we're going to invade Afghanistan so we can run pipelines to the Caspian Sea, so we can go into Iraq and take the oil and establish bases in the Middle East and make the Middle East part of the New World Order, and we're going to go after Venezuela. That's what's going to happen after this event. 11 months to a year later, that's what happened. He certainly knew that that was going to happen. And he goes on to talk about how the guy said they're going to make all of us take chips. That's now in the documents. And how the elite isn't going to have to, and the elite will get a pass by the police. Their ID card will say leave us alone, basically. And that's the producer and director of America Freedom to Fascism with that interesting story. And Aaron Russo is very highly respected. He wouldn't be making that up. And he said he's doing it to a great risk to his life. They were trying to recruit him to join the Council on Foreign Relations and the New World Order. Let's blast through your calls. The first one is calling us from Sydney, Australia. Welcome to the airwaves. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. We got to go quick.
Okay, quick. Listen, the other day someone called you and said terror storm's not real and the government will kill you. And I was thinking, how can the public or how members of the public think that a government's a good government that wouldn't do the things you mentioned in terror storm, and yet at the same time, it's okay to kill you because that's what governments do and that's fine?
Oh, yeah. People all the time will say to me, oh, well, you know, you're a kook, but you better shut up. They're going to get you. And listen, the government's full of good people. It's criminal compartments. And if they kill me, they'll make this information that much more powerful. Number two, it isn't decided by the fact, you know, is it real? Am I alive or am I dead? Go vet the things I claim in the film.
Yeah.
I mean, go check out the claims. Go check out, you know, I say CIA.gov admits that the government stages terror attacks. Here's the document. Go pull it up. But they don't know how, man. They know how to suck their thumbs, and that's about it.
Yeah. It's like they have what a typical doublethink scenario where they think, well, it can't be happening, but, it, you know, but we'll kill them anyway. You know, I was disgusted by it, especially how they can just flippantly say to you, you have children, a family, you know, and it's just disgusting.
Well, they have killed a lot of patriots, and I appreciate your calling them. These are all such great callers. I wish I had more time with all of you. Ian's calling from Dallas, and Ian, thanks for calling. Welcome to the airwaves. Yes, Ian, from Dallas, Texas. Welcome.
Ivan.
Alex. Yes.
Sorry. Hi. How you doing? Quick thing. I great support for your show over here. I had a quick question. I'm originally from Venezuela too. I've been hearing a lot about, you know, what's happening, and been here for.
Oh yeah, Rockefeller also told them that they would try to go after Venezuela. But go ahead. Sorry.
I've been here for about 6 years. My wife is a U.S. citizen. Next year I can, you know, apply for citizenship and all that. What do you think? I mean, what are the risks of getting involved on, or you know, on anything, any kind of movement before, you know, having legal documentation?
I understand. You're saying under H.R. 6166, you're not a citizen. That, sir, H.R. 6166 clearly says citizens, too. And the answer to tyranny is fight it as hard as you can, because it's a greater danger not to fight it. And you know, it's your God-given duty to stand up against tyranny. And, you know, I mean, look, neocons have called for my arrest on national radio. Fox News TV personalities have said 9/11 Truth members aid al-Qaeda. We should all be arrested. You know, my answer to them is we know the military-industrial complex is behind any real Muslim terrorists that exist, or most of them for that matter. And so we're going to look, it's always better to tell the truth and not be afraid. If we give in to the fear, they win.
Yeah, exactly. But so what would be your opinion if I decide to go to bed? I mean, next year I can apply for citizenship. I would say that would be my first step before engaging in something more delicate, I would say.
Well, yes, no, I think it's great what you're doing, and become a citizen, the type of citizen we need. We need citizens like those Chinese over in China who will take on the police with bats and hoes when the police are taking their land, and the police are firing at them with machine guns, mowing them down. But in every case, the Chinese farmers win. I tell you, I don't know what we've turned into in this country. Now let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Las Vegas. Welcome, Rob. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Rob. Love your show. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Something I've heard about throughout the years, but I've never known if it was true. I just wanted to ask you, is it true that the CIA started the Nation of Islam?
Well, I know the Nation of Islam was clearly involved, let's say elements affiliated with it, have been fingered by serious scholars and the news for being in, well, the movie, you know, which is very accurate about Malcolm X, who I have a lot of respect for, if you actually listen to what he had to say. And, you know, he finally turned away from being a racist. He finally figured out that it was control, that the black Muslim movement was lying to him, and that, you know, that whites were all devils. And the Nazis say Jews are devils. The black Muslims say whites are devils. Anybody that says any group of people are devils is wrong. Are there evil people in each group? Absolutely. So, yes, there's a lot of evidence that if it wasn't controlled by the government got control of it.
Okay, and one other quick thing. You were talking about on your weekday show, you talked at length about how cell phones, you know, reduce men's sperm count. I was wondering, do you think this body at least plan to reduce the world population by
80%? Yeah, the BBC and others reported this week that major studies in the U.S. and England came out just this week that it does reduce the sperm count massively, and the male sperm count worldwide in every industrialized country is plummeting. And just like the fertility of plants is plummeting, the earth is dying. And a global tax on fossil fuels won't fix it. It's the genetic engineering. It's the toxins. It's the poisons. Okay? It is not stuff coming out of the backs of cars, folks. That is a very small part of it. But again, the environmental movement has been hijacked by big banks and others. Go to a smart growth conference. I mean, the 15,000 acres that the city and the Nature Conservancy and Sierra Club grabbed, now they're building million-dollar ranchettes on it. They took people's property, folks. It's mafia tactics. They take any legitimate movement and they hijack it. Let's talk to Tom in Kyle, Texas. Welcome, Tom. I need you to cut that radio off, Tom.
Okay.
Put him on hold, see if he comes back. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in Indiana. Aaron, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Yes, you're worldwide. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make this quick. I was at a party last night, and I was speaking with a mutual friend of, you know, the group that I'm with, and he had served in Iraq shortly after 9/11 had happened, and, you know, the invasion and everything, the occupation. He was, you know, telling us a lot of the shady things that had been going on there, the fact that the construction was going on definitely was military. One thing that he...
Like our troops protecting all the poppy fields?
Oh, absolutely. He was doing a lot of convoy services, taking money and supplies to these groups that were supposedly, you know, supposed to be building up the nation, but in all reality, he's saying he firmly believed that they were groups eventually, you know, going back and attacking them.
Sure. Katrina, Iraq, all of it are black holes meant to pump hundreds of billions of unrestricted, no-bid contract cash into neocons' hands. I'm out of time. I apologize. We're just flat out of time. Let me try to jam in a couple here. Let's talk to Greg in New Jersey. Now we got 20 seconds. We're out of time. I'm sorry to Greg. I'm sorry to everybody else here. It's sad to end the show with loaded phone lines. But I'll be back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, on all those great affiliates out there that are signing on. Very excited about it. God bless you all. Get out there and fight these toll roads. Fight the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hello, Ted.